Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi.
Scott Mills.
Thanks, Greg. Lots of students have been on already today, including Laura and Naomi and Trudy and Gwen, who've been texting in all afternoon, and if we don't mention them, they're never going to stop. They've been studying hard recently, but tonight they're having a night off to go and see Lady Gaga in Manchester. Hi, girls. Quite jealous of the picture of me and Gaga on the homepage at Radio 1 Online at the moment. Yeah, that is my actual phone screensaver at the moment, and will be for a considerable time, I think.
Do you not mind that she tried to cover up your entire face?
No, she was doing art. That's what she does.
No, I think she was embarrassed to be seen with you.
What, so she's like, if she's just put my hand over the face, then they won't know that I'm pictured with him.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't see it like that, but thanks. And also, Catherine's been on from Clearbury Mortimer. I've been there. She's been doing maths revision for 3 hours straight. She says, your show's pretty cool, to be fair. Oh, cheers. Coming up, what's occurring with the unbeatable Patrick? He's always on now. He's like a regular fixture of this show. Not beaten yet. Will he be beaten at 5:20 tonight? Make sure you're listening to find out.
This is BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Right, and Becky has news now of a possible guest, is that right?
Yeah. You know I'm good at booking celebrity guests.
Yeah, well, you were the one that booked Flo Rida.
Mm-hmm.
And what a success that was.
Amazing.
Yes or no answers, please, Flo Rida. Okay, you're doing that anyway.
And I booked Tracy Anderson. She was good.
Was that? Oh, that was the diet lady.
She was the one. Oh, please.
Oh, please. I've worked with Madonna. Oh, and Shakira.
She told me to stop doing press-ups because I'd bulk up.
Oh, please.
And he managed one, and she was like, stop, stop, you'll bulk.
So, yeah, Flo Rida and the diet woman off Madonna so far. Mm-hmm. Brilliant. Really well,
I've
well
got,
done.
I've got a new one.
Okay,
if,
good.
If you're interested. Ready
right.
for this?
We should explain. We get offered guests all the time here at Radio 1, and we don't always say yes, because sometimes, you know, there's an agenda where they want to plug something a lot. So, no, we don't always say yes. Who have you been offered, please?
Anton Dubek.
Okay.
Off of Hole in the Wall. Mm-hmm. Anton is lending his support to the British pork industry by becoming the face of this year's Bacon Connoisseurs Week. It's coming up soon. Please let me know if you'd like some time with him. Do we want some time with Anton Pork?
No, Anton Dubek.
Yeah. No, Anton Dubek about pork. Anton Dubek.
Why is that funny? It is.
Pork just makes me laugh.
Yeah. I have met him twice before, once on the infamous Hole in the Wall incident, with Light Coron, and once on the Sport Relief Mile in Southampton, where we were both running it 1 year, and we were both at the starting line, and he tried to do a foxtrot with me instead of the run at the beginning of the race. I didn't like that. Do we want Anton de Pork?
We might bring in some sausages.
That is true.
Oh, no, Bacon Connoisseurs Week, so probably bacon.
Maybe we just throw it out to the listeners. If you, I mean, would you fancy hearing Anton Dubek on this
on
show?
On meats?
Talking about various meats, mostly pig-based. If you would, then let us know. Obviously, the vegetarians are going to hate it.
What's the reaction so far on the text?
Not any
flooding
so
in?
Far. There isn't one text.
Oh, Nathan's seen JLS at Exeter Services.
Yeah. Because they were in Plymouth last night. There's quite a lot of texts about Lady Gaga tonight in Manchester. Quite a lot of texts about JLS appearing in Plymouth last night.
Nothing.
Not one flipping text about Anton Dubek at the moment. But I'll keep you updated.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
My new favourite on Twitter at the moment is Cheryl Curl, K-E-R-L, who tweets as Cheryl Cole, but writes in the Geordie accent, and it's strangely good. I'm enjoying it anyway. My favourite from Cheryl Curl, a few hours ago, in America to reet new tunes, and am being well influenced by Dizzy Roskell, so there'll be a Geordie rap fusion kind of vibe. That was Parachute by Cheryl Cole on Radio 1. It's 4:18. Is that only me that finds that amusing? Maybe it is. Is it a yes or a no to Anton Dubek on? What are they saying?
Someone says, pork man, yes please.
Yeah.
So.
Someone says, only get Anton Dubec on if you refer to him at all times as Anton Dupork. I would love that. As long as he says bring on the war, then it'll be funny. It won't, though, will it? That's just it. Get the pork bloke on!
Can I dare you to shout, bring on the pork!
Bring on the pork, Anton! Okay, well, you know, email back and see when he's available and stuff. Someone says, tell Anton to trot on. Thanks for all your...
better than pork off.
Thanks, thanks for all your pork-related jokes. We'll get back to you on Anton Debacle. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Can we just talk about, for a little bit, shows that really stress you out on TV?
Oh, yes.
Right, OK, you start.
No, mine's a bit of a weird one. And
OK,
it's...
well, mine is... I can't watch Dancing on Ice at all.
Why?
Because it just... Because I know that if I went ice skating, right, as was proved when I did an audition for that show and I held onto the side all the way through, like, it's only a matter of time before I have some kind of horrible accident. And these celebrities, they've just been training for a matter of weeks and then suddenly they're lifting people.
Oh,
and
like
I can't deal with it at all. It's the fear that something's going to go massively horribly wrong. I hate it.
Like when David Seaman did the headbanger.
Oh, God.
In the rehearsal, that was bad.
It just makes me go, no! In a similar way, I'm afraid that I don't think I'll be able to watch, not live anyway, the live EastEnders tomorrow night. Because soap operas, live, what a bad idea.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
They're all good actors.
I know, but I don't want something to go wrong. Like, when they did The Bill... Like, all the Greg was talking about this earlier. The explosions didn't happen when they were supposed to.
Oh.
And it's going to be Who Killed Archie tomorrow. It's like, you know, the culmination of a big storyline. I would like to watch it, because I do like EastEnders. But I'll record it and watch it later.
What, once you know that everything went okay?
Once I know that it was all fine. I can't put myself through it at the time. Really can't.
Hmm. Maybe mine isn't so weird. I can't watch. You know those bits in comedy shows, like on Mock the Week,
yeah,
where they have that section where they have to stand at the side and in the middle is the microphone and then they get the buzzer and then they have to go and do the joke, like, one by one.
Yeah.
Just when they're standing at the side and, like, one goes and then the other one goes, yeah, and it's like, who's going to go? I can't watch it.
Really?
Even just the thought of it is making my heart go really fast. I can't stand it. Like, if three all try and go at the same time, I'm like,
oh, God!
But how do you know which one?
Like, I know.
Like, why do they never fight on the... Like, I can't work it out. They're all so polite, and it just... Oh, it's really horrible.
Stress. Anyway, so sorry, EastEnders. I will watch the show, but probably, like, half an hour after it's finished, once I know that it's all fine. I'll be checking all the social networking sites to make sure nothing went wrong, and then I'll be watching it straight after.
Podcast.
Tell you what, our video of us trying to nick that Brit statue is going down so well online. So many people have been watching it since yesterday when we put it up. If you aren't aware of this, what happened was me and Greg, with the help of Becky, who was like a teacher, going, no, stop it.
No.
Stop that.
No, it's because...
No, don't go so far. Stop running.
No, you were going too...
Don't run in the corridor.
You were going too fast. You're making it way too obvious. And I really wanted to get it out because I booked the cab and everything.
This is like a silver Brit statue that we tried to take... Well, because we wanted one last year and we didn't manage to get it away. This year, we managed to get it right out of the building, but then we dropped it and it broke. And this is like a 10-foot Brit statue made of fibreglass.
Oh, I think so, from the shards in my fingers.
Now, if you want to watch the video, it's still there. It's on the homepage now, very easy to find at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Here's Greg, what he was saying just after the drop. Everyone keep calm. And here's Boss, Rob, stating the obvious. Didn't go quite to plan.
No.
And here's me saying the hand just came off, and Rob saying that's gone wrong.
Like, the hand just fell off, seriously. That's gone horribly wrong.
Yeah, really wrong. Thanks for that again, Rob. So, yeah, it's online now at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Have a look. Thousands of people already have. I was genuinely gutted about breaking it. But I'm just thinking, you know those shows like The World's Dumbest Criminals that they have on Bravo, right? Why don't we send the tape in?
Yes, because then those ones, we can make some money, maybe.
Tonight on America's Dumbest Criminals, what's the use of having a disguise if you don't wear it properly? What's the most essential item if you're planning a shootout with police? These guys didn't know the answer. And which was less sharp, the blade of this antique knife or the thief who tried to pocket it? For these and other cutting revelations, don't move a muscle. It's time for America's Dumbest Criminals.
Watch what happened when these two doofuses from England tried to steal a massive statue.
Are we going to have to overdub our voices to so that we sound American?
Oh, gee, we've dropped it.
Oh, Scott, stop running. Slow down.
Oh, no, the hand just came off.
Yeah, they could just dub us over.
But do you think it's like you've been framed where you say...
Do you get money?
Well, I don't know. Can you imagine the crims actually, like, sending in their own videos?
That's the thing.
They're not going to do that, are they?
How do they get them?
I'm obviously innocent. You shouldn't be able to make money off crime.
No, you should not.
No.
But do the actual crims send their videos in to world's dumbest criminals?
Maybe the cops who catch them and hand over the CCTV are making some money.
Okay, admit it. I admit it. I'm a criminal. I'm dumb. But no. I would like 250 quid. Just wondering.
You can't do that. You can't benefit from crime.
I don't like to think of it as crime. Well, maybe we'll send the tape in anyway.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So we decided that criminals probably don't send their own tapes in of their own crimes to world's dumbest criminals. So that's kind of ruling us out of us sending the video of us trying to nick the Brit, I think. Something else that's been bugging Becky for a while now. She's got all the gossip magazines with her today.
Are these real-life stories? You know the ones in all the, like, women's magazines?
I love them.
Where do they find these people? Like, do they ring up, or how do you get into them?
What, the stories?
Yeah, like this one. I need 3 plane seats, but I get 3 dinners. Is it a holiday bonus?
Massive. I have wondered that before. Like, do these people just volunteer the information themselves? Do they call up the magazine and just say, hi, yeah, I need 3 plane seats, actually. But I do get 3 dinners. Like, why would
there
you ever
phone
that?
There is a number to ring in this one, so maybe they do ring it.
So maybe they do. We've got some actual... These are real headlines, all of these, which we've recorded with various people in the Radio 1 office.
I'm in love with a double-decker bus.
Now, who actually rings that through? Can you imagine? It'd be brilliant working in one of these magazines, because every day you get these great calls. Obviously, this is the Lovett office in circa 1985. Hello, Lovett.
I want to be the fattest woman in the world.
Oh, that's nice.
I'd love to have that job.
Hello, Take a Break magazine.
My dog wants to be a fairy.
Well, that's nice. Well, we'll print your story next week. Thanks for your call. Bye. How does it actually work? Always an old... Hi, closer.
My pup was my page boy.
That's nice. It is a good point. If you've ever rung through one of these stories, because they must be real, because they go around to their houses and take pictures of them looking concerned. Like, with the pup that was the page boy.
The double-decker bus woman's got the picture of her bus with it.
So it's not made up. Like, you or I couldn't, like, have a few glasses of wine and just ring up and go, hello, my dog wants to be a fairy. Like, because they do come round and take pictures.
The bus one's really sad because it didn't love her back. It doesn't share the same feeling.
I'm quite interested in this story. What happened?
It was one-sided.
What, so this...
She says after years of looking for the one, she found a bus. Trouble was, the object of her desire couldn't return her feelings.
How annoying.
As the big red machine came into view, it was love at first sight, all over again. A million butterflies fluttered in my tummy. He's the one, I thought.
Oh, hang on. Yes, it's Love It.
Love cured my bunny's anorexia.
You see, I would love to work at one of those magazines. I know the people from Love It listen to our show a lot, and I think they might have an even more fun job than we do. And that's saying something. It really is.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
We just got some magazine headlines from, you know, the ones like Closer and Take a Break and Love It, who have these brilliant stories in. And we were just asking, how do they find the people? Some people are saying that they have, like, agencies for these people, specific agencies, where if you've got a story, you could just email them or ring them up. And if you go to any of these magazines' websites, like it says, like, there's a number to phone, you can email them. So, yeah, there's loads of people out there with stories, and that's what they do. I just like the lady a lot. I've read the whole thing now, who is in love with the double-decker bus. That was in Love It, obviously, wasn't it? Yeah, their kind of thing. That's Halcyon by Delphic on Radio 1. Oh! It's coming up and features the... Can I say this? You know the computerised voice we were using the other day, the one with the accents on?
Mm.
Features that quite heavily.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Stu's been on 8119 saying that when Alicia Keys tours, will she adapt the song like she did at the Brits? Because, you know, she changed it from New York to Now You're in London, didn't she? So, like, when she comes around the UK, will it be like, now you're in Birmingham, which means that you can go to the boring, boring, etc. I really hope she does.
She definitely will.
I really hope you do that, Alicia, if you're listening.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
I like it that Pecky. Hi, Pecky. Has been particularly concerned about Peter Griffin or Family Guy lately.
No, the other night, they were, you know, BBC Three shows loads of Family Guys and normally, like, properly repeats them throughout the week.
Yeah, this is on another channel as well, isn't it?
Don't have that one because you have to pay more for that. I've only got Freeview.
It's on FX.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Like, if you've got a lot of channels, you can get Family Guy almost as much as you can get Friends.
But I have to watch it on BBC Three. But the other night they were showing, like, a really early one, and Peter Griffin was so fat. Like, I know he's fat anyway.
Because you got into Family Guy like I did a little bit late.
Yeah.
I didn't see all the really early ones.
No, I haven't.
So you're thinking, oh, my God, he used to be massive.
Yeah, and he's
clearly gone on a diet for, like, season three or four.
When I put this on Twitter and then someone said, no, you're just watching it in the wrong aspect ratio.
And then you
changed
it.
And then I was,
it.
And he suddenly looked really thin again.
Right, so he looked exactly the same as he's always looked.
Yeah, but earlier, before I changed aspect ratio, he filled, like, almost the whole screen. I was really worried about his
really
obesity.
Fat.
Yeah,
I do that with loads of TV presenters, and then you realise that you've got it on the wrong aspect. It's like, oh, okay, they haven't put on weight after all.
Podcast.
Oh, what's occurring?
Patrick.
Hi, Scott, you alright?
Yeah, you alright?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Anything to report from the last 24 hours?
No, not much really. I've just been sort of milling about today, doing a bit of coursework and that, but I'm out for a few drinks later, so you don't do it on Fridays, do you? But hopefully I'll have something to report on Monday if I'm still here about tonight, if that makes any sense.
Have you been to the unions about your pay dispute yet?
No, I was hoping to get in touch with Zane later and try and sort of, you know, really get
a firm case. I didn't realise he was the rep.
Yeah, it's all about people power.
Yeah. We've got to get the case firmly sorted first, get the European Court of whatever payment on, that sort of thing.
The European Court of Payment?
Yeah.
They'll be able to help you.
Yeah. Where will you be heading out tonight? Which venue, so ladies can chat you up?
Probably just around Headingley, like the Box, Skyrock, Original Oak.
Oh, that's where my sister lives. I'll have to tell her to watch out.
If she's out and about, then,
No, the other sister.
Not that one.
No.
She wouldn't be interested. Anyway... no, I'm not going to say anything about you, Patrick. Right, let's do the first round.
The other one's got a boyfriend as well.
Oh, really?
They're both... I'm just...
Let's do the first round of Oh, What's Occurring?
Oh, What's Occurring?
Everyone ready? You know Welsh people, Patrick?
I do, yeah.
There have been some amazing Welsh people across history, haven't there?
There have.
But who do you think the greatest Welsh person of all time is? Let me give you some options. Like, there's Dylan Thomas. You've got Roald Dahl, perhaps, in acting. You've got Anthony Hopkins, Richard Burton. Tommy Cooper was Welsh. Laura Ashley, off of Curtains, she was Welsh. Sir George Everest, the man who the mountain was named after, all Welsh. Ex-Prime Minister David Lloyd George. Edwin Stevens, who designed the world's first wearable electronic hearing aid, all Welsh. Walter Clopton Wingfield, the inventor of lawn tennis, Welsh. Not to mention some sporting greats, like you've got Joe Calzaghe, Gareth Edwards, Ian Woosnam.
Ryan Giggs.
Yeah. Charlotte Church.
Also Welsh.
Not a sporting legend. That's our other one, isn't it? Gavin Henson.
St David and St Patrick. Welsh. See, there have been some greats. But who do Stupid Street think is the greatest Welsh person who has ever lived? We asked 12 people on the Stupid Street. Who was the most popular answer, Patrick?
I can't actually think of a stupid answer, so I'm going to have to say someone that might actually be true. I'll go Kelly Jones off Stereophonics.
That is another great Welsh person.
Yeah, indeed.
So you're saying Kelly from Stereophonics?
Nessa from Gavin and Stacey.
Are you saying the character Nessa, or are you saying Ruth Jones?
I think either answer should be accepted.
OK, I'll let you have that. Let's find out.
Oh!
We went to Stupid Street and said, who's the greatest Welsh person ever?
I want to know who you think is the greatest Welsh person ever.
What do you mean?
We want to know who you think is the greatest Welsh person to have ever lived.
Oh, Tom Jones, of course. He's just a god on legs.
Tom Jones.
Tom Jones, obviously.
I want to know who you think is the greatest Welsh person ever.
I don't know any Welsh people.
None at all?
None at all.
Tom Jones?
Yeah, probably Tom Jones, he was Welsh. I like Ramsey Nesbitt.
Maybe the rugby player, Jonathan Davies? Him?
Why?
He plays rugby.
We want to know who you think is the greatest Welsh person to have ever lived.
Dylan Thomas.
The rugby player.
Isn't he a playwright? He wrote Under Milkwood. I think he's a good literary figure. He's probably the greatest Welsh person.
Okay.
Katrin Jenkins.
Why?
She has the curves in the right place.
Is Tom Jones Welsh? Tom Jones.
I want to know who you think is the greatest Welsh person to have ever lived.
The greatest Welsh person to have ever lived? Who's the greatest? Billy Connolly, I think, definitely.
Wow. Tom Jones was the most popular answer. Nessa or Kelly from Stereophonics, nowhere to be seen in there.
No one said Aled either.
No one said Aled. No one said my friend Dino. He's Welsh.
Oh.
And he's a legend. You've met him.
I have. He's the one that can name all Britney Spears perfumes.
Yeah. All of them. Without hesitation.
He is well good looking as well.
He is good looking.
Is he a model?
Sometimes. But don't big him up on the air too much because he listens and, like, don't give people a big head.
Okay, so.
Right. No points for that, I'm afraid.
Oh! What's a kitty?
Next one. Patrick, are you partial to a bit of Coronation Street?
Yes,
all right,
yeah.
Do you watch any soaps?
Catch Hollyoaks occasionally. But I'd say, yeah, Corrie would be the main one if I was going to pick one, yeah.
You know Dev?
I know Dev, yeah.
Not Dev off Radio 1. People get the two confused, and I need to say, once and for all, they are not the same person. Dev, who does the early morning show, 4 till 6:30, is not the same as the one in Coronation Street. I'm glad we cleared that up. Anyway, Dev is quite famous for his little noises that he makes. Not the one off Radio 1, the one off Corrie. We've done this before, but he's been at it again in the last week. My question to you, in the last week on Coronation Street, how many weird noises has Dev made, Becky?
25.
Patrick.
30.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's Dev off Corrie and his weird noises.
Cello, cello. A moi. Good. Is it? Wait. Wow. Ah.
Hello. Who are you?
I love Deb. 28. Get in, Patrick.
Oh, what's a kitty?
There's a whole week's worth of Dev noises there. People will be downloading the podcast just for that, I reckon.
A lot of people on the text are saying that Billy Connolly is Scottish.
Oh, right.
Not Welsh.
Thanks for clearing that up. Right, your final round. You know when you get a phone call, Patrick, and...
Oh!
What?
This is you!
Right, let me move on to that in a minute. Patrick, you know when you get a phone call and you answer it, and it's one of those automated things that goes like, "Congratulations, you have won a cruise."
Oh, do you know what? I thought that was Phone Jacker. Me and Matt Fincham got so excited. I was like, I've been called by actual Phone Jacker. And it was just
us.
You.
Sorry.
Brilliant.
Yeah, you are on this.
Ah, no! Because I pressed it. Because I wanted it to just go on forever, because I thought I was going to be on the telly.
Ah, oh. Patrick, have you ever had one of these calls?
Yeah, yeah.
What did they offer you?
I think the last one I got was something like a cruise or...
Yeah, it's always a cruise or a TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever stay on the phone to find out?
No. I'm
do you think anyone does to find out what it's all about, or do they just hang up? I just hang up, but some people must stay on the phone, otherwise they wouldn't do it. Anyway, we put this to the test. We got our automated computer voice that does accents to call up some people, didn't we, Becky?
Yes, earlier you did. On. And I thought I was going to be on Phone Jacker.
Sorry, no. Anyway, we offered them some brilliant prizes, but to get the brilliant prize, all they had to do was press... One. I'm going to go through them one by one, and you guess, if they get an automated phone call, would they press one or not? Here we go.
Oh!
First up, point for each, my dad. If my dad got a weird automated voice offering a prize, would he press one?
I hope so. I like your dad.
Oh, God, I
do you
don't
think
like...
he'd take me if he actually won it?
This makes me feel almost as uncomfortable as the thing that Chappers and my mum had. Well, they didn't have, but in his head.
But there's just something about your dad, the way he wears his white T-shirt and his stonewashed jeans. There's just something about him.
Right.
Like the older man.
Yeah.
You'll be like that one day.
Oh, thanks. Tell you what, the ladies love my dad. They really do.
Oh. We've got to join a queue.
Yeah, join the queue. Oh, join the queue. Patrick, is my dad going to press one?
Well, based on Becky's logic that he would, I'm going to safely say he wouldn't.
Okay, let's find out.
Hey, girls, good afternoon.
Congratulations. You've won a signed canvas portrait of TV presenter Paul Ross.
Didn't want the signed canvas of Paul Ross.
That's an amazing prize.
It is good. We found one of those on eBay recently. You can buy one.
Can you?
Yeah.
Really?
Imagine having TV's Paul Ross in your actual living room on canvas all the time. Brilliant. Patrick, you were right to say no. Next, it's my friend Chris.
Yes, he'll stay on the line.
Slight disadvantage you're here, Patrick, because you don't know Chris, do you?
Well, I don't know your dad either, but he didn't really seem to hinder me in the last one, did it?
So, Becky, you're saying yes, Chris will stay on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick?
I'll stick with my guns and say no.
All right, here's my mate Chris.
Hello.
Congratulations. You've won a copy of TV's Alan Titchmarsh Reads Erotic Fiction.
Hello.
To claim your prize, press 1.
Chris, it's Scott.
What, is that you? That is unbelievable.
Why did you press 1 for if you want a copy of Alan Titchmarsh Reads Erotic Fiction?
Why do you think? Of course I want that. Why not? You know me.
You see, you do have an advantage yeah. there. Sorry, Patrick. Becky gets that point. He's a heterosexual male, but he just wants...
But who wouldn't?
He just wants the titch reading the erotic fiction.
You'd get it just to see what it was like.
He would.
Does he write books
like that? My friend Chris?
I know, Alan Titchmarsh. He does write, like, racy books, doesn't he?
Write pervy books,
yeah.
Alan...
No, they're not pervy. They're, like, proper romance novels. He's a bit like Mills and Boone.
Does he?
Yeah.
Anyway... okay, Becky gets that point. Next, Harry from McFly, Patrick. Is he going to press one for the brilliant prize?
Yeah, go on, I'll say yes then.
Oh, I've got to say no then.
Okay, so Patrick's saying yes. Harry from McFly will press one.
Hello?
Congratulations. You've won a tasteful, nude portrait of TVs. Anton, Quebec. To claim your prize, press 1.
Harry? It's Scott Mills.
Hey, mate.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm so confused.
Why do you want a portrait of Anton Dubec naked?
Dude, I didn't hear what it was. I don't understand.
Listen.
Congratulations. You've won a tasteful, nude portrait of TVs. Anton Dubec, to claim your prize, press 1.
You did it!
I thought it said, do you want a new TV?
Oh. Oh, no, you pressed 1. Yeah, so he thought he said new TV, not nude Anton Dubec.
You can't miss here that much.
You cannot.
No.
So Patrick gets that point. One more. Patrick, I'll ask you first. Let's say that Becky got a call in the office earlier offering an amazing prize. Would Becky press 1?
I'd like to think she would.
You think she would?
Yeah.
Becky, what do you think?
Yes, because I thought I was going to be on TV.
You think you would as well? OK, let's find out.
Hello?
Congratulations. You've won an all-expenses-paid cruise around the beautiful
Canvey Island.
To claim your prize, simply press 1 now. Please hold. Thank you for holding. To claim your prize of an all-expenses-paid cruise around the beautiful
Canvey Island.
Please say,
small ones are more juicy.
After the tone.
Small ones are more juicy.
Please hold. Thank you for
holding.
On this all expenses paid cruise around the beautiful
Canvey Island,
you will see the beautiful white sand beaches of
Benfleet.
Imagine dropping anchor in
the Thames estuary
and going ashore to experience the beauty of
the abandoned oil refinery.
To claim this prize now,
sing I'm a Little Teapot.
After the tone.
I'm a little teapot.
Wait for the tone.
Sing I'm a little teapot.
I'm a little teapot. Short and stout.
Hello?
Sing.
It's just telling me to sing I'm a little teapot again.
It's going to cruise on Canvey Island. Is that in Essex? It's not an island, is it?
Where?
Canvey Island.
America.
Too bad, I'm going to hang up.
Where did you get that from?
I don't know, it's just rung my phone.
Oh, they rang you?
Yeah. Bye.
I can't believe I said bye to an automated service.
It's like when you say thanks to a cash point machine. Same.
Me and Finchy Strider were so excited.
Hello. Canvey Island. It's not yours, sorry. So, Becky did press 1, surprise. I'll give you both the point, but Patrick still storms it on Oh What's Occurring. 4-2 to Patrick.
No.
Coming back next week then?
Yeah, well, as I say, me and Zane, I've got to converge over the weekend.
Here we go again.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, you just speak to me on Monday, all right?
Right.
Have a good weekend.
Yes, you too.
All right, bye.
Oh, what's the curry?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Josh from The Rock. I'm aware that Canvey Island is beautiful. And in fact, I think Sarah Cox is there today. I don't know why, but she tweeted about it earlier. Thanks for all your Canvey Island text saying that it is an island. And lots of people very much enjoying the automated accent thing today.
I can't find any cruise liners that go around there, though. So if anyone knows of any, text, let me know.
And Patrick returns to Oh What's Occurring on Monday at 5:20.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Do you know what? I absolutely love reading pop stars' blogs online. I'm just reading what Paloma Faith's been up to, actually. She says she's been working away like a beaver, as usual, preparing for her tour next month. Also, She's just finished the video for this next track we're about to play, which is our record of the week. She thinks it looks like a kind of Khalees Andre 3000 type video, which is a good look because they are the coolest cats in the business. Also, she started exercising. Yep, she goes around the park twice a week with the lovely Hayley, who really pushes her. She hates it, but she is trying to get fit. There's loads more on there I could read you. Oh, and also she says, make sure you listen to Scott Mills this week because I'm his record of the week. Make sure you text Scott and tell him what you think of the track. Whoop, whoop. Just a little excerpt there from Paloma Faith's blog.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Okay, now it's time for the Posh Radio 4 lady to read out some of the stuff that you've been sending us this week on Dear Scott. Now, we were thinking about replacing the Posh Radio 4 lady earlier in the week with our automated computer voice. What you do is just type stuff in and it reads it out in different accents. And we did toy with the idea of getting rid of the PR4L for the new computer voice.
So you wanted Lin Lin to do it, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I tried it out with Lin Lin, which is the Chinese lady.
DearScottBeckandPR4L.
Didn't really work out, to be honest, so...
She'd have been there ages if she was just spelling it out.
She just spells out all your emails that you've been sending in, which takes a while. So, Posh Radio 4...
Not the easiest of listens.
Posh Radio 4 keeps her job. No jobs lost to automation here. And here's the first one this week on Dear Scott.
Dear Scott, Becky and PR4L, we have a dilemma. A few months ago, I found a keyring in a drawer at work, which, when pressed, makes the noise of a breathless lady enjoying herself.
Right. So I imagine that went something like, woo! breathless lady enjoying herself noise.
She didn't sound very out of breath, that one.
Woo! There we are. Now, actually, where do you get these? Because I... Remember that keyring that you gave me?
Oh, you had a...
I got an edamame keyring.
Yeah, a little pea one. Like, you can pop the peas out of the pod until I broke it.
Okay, well, here's my house key. Look what's happened.
Oh, your pod split.
The pod split and all the peas are falling out. So I need a new keyring. So, yeah, maybe I'll get...
You've had loads of comedy keyrings. Didn't you have a sheet before to stop you losing your keys?
That was given to me by my cleaner. That's a long story.
When I brought it home, I hid it above a cupboard with a view to playing a trick on my wife by placing it under her pillow later. Forgotten, this keyring had now fallen down the back of the cupboard behind our built-in fridge. Oh. And every time we close the door, it sets the keyring off. And we can hear this breathless lady enjoying herself for about 30 seconds.
Right, so every time the fridge is on...
That's not a good look.
The dilemma is that we have sold the house, including fridge, to an elderly couple who will be moving in 2 weeks' time. Do we pull out the fridge, quite a big and unnecessary job, and remove said keyring, or do we risk shocking a fragile old couple and causing possible distress or worse? Your advice would be much appreciated. Mike.
I know it's a hassle to move the big fridge, Mike, but I really think you should remove it.
Did they not see it when they were going round to look at the house? Because I always look in the fridge when I'm thinking about moving house.
Do you?
Yeah, always. Is that rude?
I think that's rude.
No, I always do it. You've got to check how much space you've got for your cheese.
No, I don't think you should look in the fridge at all.
Look in the fridge, look in the cupboards. Always test a shower because you might end up buying a house which has got like really weak water pressure.
Right.
Do you know what? Eventually
you turn the shower on?
Yeah, you have to.
In...
I don't have a shower, but I turn it on, yeah. Because there's nothing worse than being in a house with a rubbish shower.
Okay.
My dad's shower just kind of goes...
Do they not mind?
Well, I don't know. They're in another room.
I've never done that. I've never opened a cupboard. I've never tested the shower.
How do you know what's in there? You don't know what you're buying, do you?
I've never opened the fridge. That's really rude.
I did think it was quite strange when they don't do it on relocation, do they?
No. Anyway, yes, please remove that because it's an old couple.
Eventually the battery will wear out. They'll only have to listen to it for a few more months.
That will freak them out. They're old.
They'll be fine. Do you know what? If they're that old, they probably won't be able to hear it.
Well, if anyone else has had this same problem with a naughty key ring down the back of the fridge, then let us know what you did, please.
The texts are flooding in with
people.
Yeah,
they will. Next.
Hey, Smiley. Lol, I hope you get this email. Just looking through some of the photos that... No offence, Beck... You have a very big forehead. I'm not saying this in a nasty way. I'm just pointing out a fact. Smiley. From Lana. Laughing smiley. Lol.
See, I don't think it's particularly large.
Do you know
forehead.
What this has been said before?
It's not a Bunton large.
I think it is of McPartland proportions.
It's not a McPartland.
No?
No.
Not even Dawn from The Office?
No, really not.
Really?
That was obviously just one picture that they got. I mean,
no, it was when I was on Becky Cam, everyone was going...
Mine's a lot bigger than yours.
OMG, get a fringe cut. Look how big yours is.
Mine's huge, look.
Yours isn't that big.
It's quite big.
It's not. I bet mine's a good old...
Let's not have a whose forehead's the biggest contest.
Yours is only 3 inches. Mine's what? About four?
Anyway, it's obviously a bad picture, Lana. Thanks for that. Next.
Scott, you have a schoolboy spelling mistake on your website. Sort it out, X.
Oh, you don't say what it is, so how can we find that?
That's really useful. I think I've got better things to do with my time than go through the website.
Yes, but Becky, this is the BBC.
I'm just going to check it's not in Scott or Mills.
All right, well...
That would be ridiculous.
I'll tell you what I'll do tonight. Before I entertain some students from Greenwich, what I will do is I will go through all of the website and check for spelling errors, because I've got nothing else to do. Next!
Dear all, this is a question for Becky. I heard her mention on the show that she has a Greek boyfriend. My boyfriend is also Greek, and I was wondering if she had any tips on a successful relationship with a Greek man.
Right, over to you.
We've been at it for 4 years now, and still aren't making a lot of sense of each other. Many thanks, Kim from Southport.
So, they've been at it 4 years now, in Southport.
Well, my boyfriend doesn't actually speak Greek, so there's no language barrier.
Oh.
So, he actually comes from Reading, so... I say he's Greek. He's of Greek origin.
But not an actual Greek.
No, he doesn't speak Greek at all.
Well, though. Fat lot of good you are then, aren't you?
He likes spanakopita, but apart from that...
What's that?
Don't mouth, what's that? It's like a spinach and feta. It's so nice. It's so gorgeous. I tell you what, if you've never tried any Greek food...
What is this,
look up
please?
The recipe online. It's like a spinach and feta. It's like a kind of pastry, right. Pasty type thing.
Can you tell me again?
Delicious.
I'm going to put it in my phone.
Spanakopita.
Spell it for me.
I don't know. I'd guess S-P-A-N...
I'm just going to put in what I think spanakopita spells like.
Okay.
Span.
Yeah.
Span a what?
S-P-A-N-A-K-O-P-I-T-A.
Okay.
It's delicious and you can't just eat one bit.
Right,
you have
okay.
To keep eating it.
That's going to be my new favourite, I think.
It is really nice.
Sorry we couldn't help more with the Greek boyfriend. Hers is from Reading. Next.
Mr. Scott Mills.
Hi.
Tis me again, that bloke who knows Marina.
Oh, God. Okay, right, this is... is it Liam, the guy that knows Marina from Marina and the Diamonds? Yes, Liam?
You, my friend, have missed out. I now have myself some tickets for Marina, and I'm going to have a jolly night. It would have been good if you could have made it. I can try and wrangle another ticket if you wanted to come. I am quite a persistent gentleman. Thus, what would it take to get you to accept an invitation from myself for a drink? Maybe a glass of wine? Maybe a malt drink. Your choice. What do you reckon? Liam X.
A malt drink?
Do you mean
well,
like
are we in neighbours? Liam, to be honest, since you got involved with the whole I know Marina off Marina and the Diamonds thing, you've caused us nothing but trouble. Because Marina is in a right mood with us now, after various things that have been said on this show about us trying to set up dates via her mum, who you know. So, Liam, I'm going to turn you down at the moment for the offer of the wine or the malt drink and let this kind of blow over with Marina. Because I don't want to be, you know, I don't want her hating me. Because I like her records a lot.
Somehow I don't think this is the last we'll hear of him.
I don't either. I think he's very persistent. If there's anything else you'd like the PR4L to read out, then send it in. Mark it Dear Scott in the subject, and my email is scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Cheers.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Here's an idea. Is Marina off Marina and the Diamonds? Is she actual Greek?
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. So I could take some spanakopita to Marina, or maybe invite her out for a bit of span. And everything
make sure you say span and not spam, otherwise she might...
Not spam, Marina, if you're listening. And everything will be rosy again. All fine. If you're up for it, Marina, cue abuse on Twitter. That was Jay-Z, Numb and Encore. Right, next it's Kasabian.
Sorry, the one that doesn't speak is looking her up on Wikipedia. And I think she's called Marina Lamina, like as in lamb.
Right.
Marina...
Don't
Marina.
Be making fun
no,
of her name now.
It. No, it says Marina.
But you're not helping.
No, it's her
well, look
name.
At her funny name, Marina Lamina.
I think it's been hacked because her middle name is Lambrini.
That's not true.
Well, that's what it
Marina
says
Marina Lambrini?
Maria Lambrini Diamond.
Right. That's ridiculous. We're not making this any better for ourselves.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.